time for this week's episode of Radioga. So please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sage. It's good to be here on this cold morning, and we are going to be exploring the sense of sound. So sound is a vibrational sense. It's the fifth of the five senses we've discussed so far. It is the most subtle of our senses, and it entails not only taking sound into our eardrums and processing that sound with our brains, but also every single cell in the body reacts and responds to vibrational energy. First, we'll explore an experience that I've guided before. You're going to place your hands together and rub your hands together briskly. Listen to the sound that friction is creating. And then place your hands over your ears and I'll be silent. You'll listen to the sound of your own breath. See if you can hear the sound of your heartbeat along with your breath. And then cup your hands gently and pull them off your ears and then close them over your ears a couple times, just listening to the sound in the background. And just hear that sound vibration and quality of sound when your ears are open versus when they're covered. The sense of sound is what you're using at all times when you're listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio, any of the music or broadcasts. Take a moment to be grateful for that ability to hear and listen to sounds around us. I'm going to be playing some sounds in the studio for you to listen to. Some might be abrupt and loud, and some may be soothing. And next, we'll listen to a couple recordings of bird sound. This particular bird is a veery. It can be heard in our own Laurel Fork on the National Forest in Highland County, Virginia. So I picked this particular bird because it actually harmonizes with itself. It has two sounds that come independently and merge together. And so first we'll play the recording at the normal speed and then a slowed down recording. But this is just to say you can choose soothing sounds and you can put yourself into environments, especially nature, to hear the sounds of the earth. Take some time to decide which sounds attract you and which sounds make you run away. A theme to follow with all five senses, things that you're drawn toward and things that make you push back. And that may help you choose sound environments that decrease your stress rather than increase it. Thank you for letting me share the sense of sound. I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radioga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.